Apart from frustrating you, annoying you, and consuming your valuable time, over half the companies in Australia are breaking the law while keeping you waiting on the phone. How? Well, Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus has the story. G'day, Barry.
Good afternoon, Spencer.
All right, you've conducted a survey in which you've revealed that more than half of Queensland businesses are breaking the law while keeping people on the phone. What are they doing wrong?
Well, 59% of them, when keeping people on the phone, direct them to radio music or auto cassette music, which is often by the high-profiled entertainers, of course, all of which is subject to copyright licenses and copyright provisions. And so, consequently, unless they have an APRA or a PPCA license, they are inadvertently breaking the law and therefore subject to fine and also subject to paying an annual fee.
What sort of annual fees are involved in doing it properly, doing it lawfully?
Well, for a small business with one or two external lines, for paying for both licenses, it's about $162.50. If you
that's
go
a
to
year.
The top end of the scale, say like a regional hospital, which well may have over 100 or 300 telephone lines, then they're liable to pay a total of $7,400 per year to match those provisions.
What can you put on hold without paying royalties? Anything?
Well, it's an interesting point. You can secure from certain companies non-copyright provision music. It is certainly a myth where some listeners will be saying, but hold on, that's okay. We only play messages and have our jingles playing. But if your jingle writer or jingle performer or both are members of APRA, the Australian Performing Rights Association, you are still obliged to pay an annual fee. So you've got to be very careful. Otherwise, APRA, the overseeing licensing authority, is today monitoring organisations, sending them out standard letters, threatening legal action and demanding that they pay these annual fees.
And they are actually doing that, are they?
They are in great numbers. I'm sure right now, right throughout regional Queensland and metropolitan Brisbane, you will find that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of companies which have in the last 3 months received letters from APRA saying, hold on, if you keep people waiting online, that's not good customer service and you're going to lose them. But when you keep them waiting online and you're playing copyright music, we want our money for and on behalf of our members and the performing artists.
And it's not easy to get away with this. It's very easy for them to check up. All they have to do is phone up and ask for someone and they get put on hold and they can put a tick in the box, can't they?
You've actually read their operating manual. That's exactly what they do, and they've got a very big legal department who's ready to take you to court. So I think that what we've got to really do is to say, hold on, let's start to improve the customer service. And it probably then is an encouragement for many businesses to say, why do I play that music or churn to that radio station? Is there an alternative that will be more consistent with the philosophy and culture of our organisation and more compatible to the expectations of our listeners? I think it's a wake-up call, it's a good measure of discipline, and it's something that you can enhance your standing, your image, and your relationship with your customers.
Barry, even the radio is against the law, you said. Who do you then owe royalties to? To the radio station or to the music publisher still, or
no,
to both?
No, it is certainly to APRA. Let me put it this way. In March of last year, the federal government brought down new legislation. In the past, Telstra and Optus paid for those provisions that which was broadcast over their telephone lines. The federal government brought down new legislation, and today it is the individual businesses that are playing music that are now responsible, and it's exactly the same sort of thing if you go to a restaurant, a cafe, or a nightclub and they're playing music. For all intents and purposes, that's performance, that's broadcasting, and therefore you can't get away with it.
What was the percentage again of Queensland companies? 59% doing
59% this? 59% of companies are actually playing the music. 15% have paid the fees, so in round figures, half the companies in Queensland are breaking the law at this particular point in time.
As we speak. All right, Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus. Nice to have you on the show again this afternoon. Thank you for that.